Well, we're going to go and have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you, Father, to tell you thank you so much for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve you. Thank you for what you've done, for what you're doing, and for what you're going to do in our future, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing Dr. PK and Pastor Vanessa to make it back safely, Lord God. Each and every one that went, Lord, thank you for blessing them to make it back to the States safely. Lord God, we love you. We bless you, and we adore you. Thank you, Father God, for loving us. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you, Father God, for artists, Lord God. For if it had not been for artists, we wouldn't have even been able to come together. But, Father, you connected us. And, Father, we thank you and we praise you for that, Lord God. Now, Father, we want you to have your way. This is your call, Lord. So you take over, Lord. Speak through your man of God or the woman of God, whichever one is going to come forth today, Father God. You have your way. And let your word fall on good ground. Let it be hidden off. Hearts that we won't sin against you, Lord. Let us rejoice in no matter what takes place, Lord. We know we always triumph in Christ Jesus, Lord, and we praise you, we bless you, and we adore you. Continue to have your way in our lives, and we will forever give you the glory. We will forever give you the honor, and we will forever give you the praise. We love you, and we need you in Jesus' name. Amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, thank you so much, Minister Wanda, for seating and greeting the people. And we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. And we want to thank you for joining us, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings as we begin our day together. This call is all about the Master, and each week, each day we come together bright and early to give God the praise, the glory, the honor that is due him. We start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we pray that you continue each and every day in prayer. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing, outstanding, dynamic women of God. That's Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And we know that this call was started by God, and so when he does a thing, he gives a mission and he gives a scripture. And that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. The scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So we know that this call happens Monday through Friday. Rain, snow, sleet, hail, holiday, we will be here each Monday through Friday, and we are excited about that. If you want to listen to today's message again, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, immediately following this call is the MNC call, hosted by none other than our very own godmother, Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout artists who keeps us motivated, informed, and moving to change the lives of others and to help improve their health. And that number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. Now, if you felt led to join our team, or if you have a prayer request or a praise report, or if you feel like God has given you a word for such a time as this for the TMC, you can contact us through our email address, and that is info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will get back with you. We also have an interactive website, and that website is themasterscall.net, That's themasterscall.net. And on that website, you can see our prayer directive. You can see, you know, what's going on. You can look at the bios of our speakers. And that website will give you a lot of information about what's going on with the Master's Call. So, again, that website address is themasterscall.net. You can also, we also have a lot of other information there, and you can get to know more about the Master's Call. Artist distributors, if you would, check your back office. There are a lot of promotions going on, and we wouldn't want you to miss out. So now I'm going to get out of your way so that the woman with the word can come forth. Today's speaker is none other than our very own, my sister, Brenda Terrell. Brenda Terrell was brought up in Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. God took Brenda under his wings when she was 12 years of age. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed away when she was 16. After graduating as an honor roll student and getting her associate's degree in business, Brenda married Freddie Terrell and moved to Texas, where they became members of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under the pastor Sherman Gray, Jr. Being a spirit-filled Baptist church, Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became an intercessor, and a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministry. She loves to encourage others in the gifts God has given them. Brenda is a proud mother of five children, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terry, and Trent, and a grandmother of three grandsons, Jahai, Brent, and Brendan. Throughout the years of God's blessing, Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including herself when she was attacked with a stroke symptoms twice. Brenda's favorite words: our God is faithful. She is a woman of God. She brings the word every time she comes on this line, and we know that we know that we know that she is about to bless our socks off. She is an artist distributor, and she loves the products, and she enjoys helping other people. So I present to some and introduce to other, none other than my very own sister, Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, praise God. God bless you, Minister Kai, for such a warm introduction. I love you so much. And Minister Wanda, thank you for introducing and greeting, seating and greeting the people this morning. And I give God glory and praise for just having another opportunity to serve him, because it's all about the Master. And I give God praise for our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I love you so much, and I give God glory for the two of you for being the phenomenal women of God that you are. And thank you again for giving me the opportunity to share. This morning, ladies and gentlemen, I would love to share with you a healthy mind, a healthy mind. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to serve you. We glorify you, Lord, because it's in you that we live, we move, and we have our very being. Lord God, I thank you, Father, for saturating us in your word, because we know that in your word there's strength, there's honor, and there's power. I ask you, Lord, that the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, because truly you are my strength and my redeemer. In the awesome name of Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah and amen. Again, I want to speak to you on a healthy mind, the power of our thinking, the power of our thinking. You know, we as God's children should acknowledge the power of our thoughts. Whether or not we're aware of it, a war is raging all around us. We realize it. It's the battle. It's the battle for our minds. Our enemy's number one target is the arena of our thoughts. Simply because the enemy plants a negative, discouraging thought in our brains doesn't mean we have to nurture and help it grow. If we do, that thought will affect our emotions, our attitudes, and eventually our actions. You know, Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks, so is he. A holistic physician mentioned at one time or another that our attitudes, which stem from our negative thinking, affect our natural bodies, such as these. Anger, it affects the liver. Fear affects the stomach. Depression, lack of energy. Rebellion, it affects the neck and reproduction system, just to name a few. If our thoughts affect our emotions and affect our bodies, we will feel exactly the way we think. Isaiah 55:8 had mentioned, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. Then God went on to emphasize in verse 9, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Why did God emphasize on this matter? He knew our minds needed to be renewed. We must take the responsibility for our minds, which lead to our actions. As long as we keep making excuses, such as blaming a family tree, our environment, our past relationships with others, our circumstances, we won't truly be free mentally, physically, or spiritually for that matter. You know, Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast in the liberty whereby Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Oh my, where is that yoke? Where is that bondage? It starts in the mind. You know, we have wonderful artist products. They're wonderful for the body, aiding in the restoration of our cells, and I thank God for them. I'm so excited about the products God has planted among us. However, our thoughts play a vital part of our health issues, and we must face the reality that God told us to cast our every care upon him, and he means simply that, to cast our every care upon him. Let's take a private emotional thought pattern test, if you will. Number one, how often during the day do we allow situations to irritate us? Think about it. Another thing, number two, when our schedules are shifted, do we roll with the punches or do we react with panic attacks? In all our ways, do we really acknowledge God by asking for his direction, or do we jump into our agenda in our own way? I'm sure we're all guilty of this sometimes one or another, sometimes more than we really want to acknowledge. Yet when the outcome isn't what we anticipated, where do our thoughts lead us? We should always sum it up with, oh, well, moving forward, we thank you, Lord, that you're using this for our good, because he will take any given situation and move it and flow it through your lifestyle, and the outcome will be glorious. Why? Because you've given it to him. You know, I love this Shulamite woman. She's one of my favorites. That Shulamite woman who God blessed with a son, you know, she didn't ask for that son, but yet she was grateful for him. She had her son die on her knees. The Bible said she laid him on the bed of the man of God, Elisha, and she shut the door. Never panic, nor threw a fit, not even shared the situation with her husband. Can you imagine? When she asked her husband to get a donkey ready so she could go and see the man of God, he asked her why. It's not the new moon or the Sabbath. Why are you going to see him? What was her response? It is well. My Lord, she never spoke to anyone about her situation. Can you imagine that? When Elisha saw her coming his way, he had sent Gehazi to go and ask her, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child? And again, what was her response? It is well. She went and fell at Elisha's feet, not saying anything negative nor derogatory or derogative. She was very respectable to the man of God. Now, in these days and time, we are very disrespectful to our men and women of God. You know, we cast them aside and we talk to people any kind of way, and we don't want to acknowledge the anointing that God has placed on that woman or that man of God. We need to learn to be more respectable to them. I had to throw that in. Praise God. Notice when Elisha sent Gehazi to place that staff on that child, Gehazi returned saying, the child is not awake. What am I saying here? Our thought pattern directs our speech pattern. Okay? Not one person mentioned he was dead. Not one person said he's no longer with us. The Bible said it stated that the child had died, but not one of them spoke that. God honored the Shulamite's faith by restoring her son back to life. Oh, good God of glory. Going through this, knowing that your child is laying up in a bed, not breathing, and you take that long distance to find a man of God to fall at his feet and say, Lord, you know, I told you I didn't ask for him. I didn't ask for him. So did you deceive this servant? Did you deceive me? She didn't disrespect him. She just was asking a question. He knew that something was going wrong. So what he did, he turned around and went and to where that young boy was, and he went before the Lord in his behalf, and he prayed until life was brought back into that young man's body because he knew that the promise God had given that woman. It was a situation that seemed like it was impossible to solve, to be resolved. But yet God intervened. Now, when we go through situations nowhere compared to what this lady went through, what are our thoughts? What is our way of thinking when God is doing a work in any situation, in any circumstance? Are we really trusting him to say, Lord, I know you got this? So in the event of it all, what are we speaking into our lives daily, our children's lives? I want to take a moment here, if you will, when it comes to children. Have you noticed that our culture is quick to call our children bad? That's a somewhat of a pet peeve with me, because when I discovered the power of the tongue, I found myself correcting the parents of children I didn't know. When I hear somebody call their children bad, I'm going, oh, no, you don't want to call that child bad. I wouldn't say they're bad. I would say that they're mischievous, but that too will pass. They're just going through a stage, but that too will pass. We got to be careful what we're speaking over our children, because what we speak over our children is what they'll become. You know, our Father spoke over our lives that we're the head and not the tail. He spoke over us that we're above and not beneath. He also spoke over us that we're heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So why do we speak the worst over our children? Let's speak life over them. Not only our children, but all children. Because you look at this generation, and yes, we're going through the times where the word said that children will end up rising up against parents and so forth. But the thing about it is the power of our tongue. What are we speaking over our children and over others? It is well with their minds, with their bodies, with their spirits. In Jesus' name, we will speak, it is well. You know, Philippians 2 and 5 said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Lord, we look forward to having that mind. Day by day, our minds are being renewed. They're being restored. They're being refurbished with the spiritual things, with the lovely things. And I know I'm going ahead of myself, but to a large extent, we can control our own destinies. When we think mediocre, we're destined to live an average life. But when we align our thinking with God's thoughts by dwelling on his word, when we dwell on the thoughts of his victory and his favor, we will be propelled toward greatness with God's supernatural blessings. So, what do we say? Whatsoever things are true. I love to use that whatsoever because it makes you dwell more on whatsoever. Whatsoever is going on in your life. Whatsoever circumstance you may be in. Whatsoever area you might be in and it's not favorable. Whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. He says, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. It's healthy thinking. It's a thought pattern that's thriving, that's flourishing. It's creating a healthy mind. Think on the good things of Jesus. When you think on what God says, who you are, who your children are, we are victorious. We are winners. No weapon formed against us will prosper. We start thinking on the things that God says and who we are. That's what we'll walk in. This is how God thinks about us. He says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So I encourage you and me. This message is for me also. Let's fill our minds meditating on things that are true, that are noble, that are reputable, compelling, gracious, on the best, not the worst, on the beautiful, like that lovely ocean that Dr. PK is thriving on over there, on the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Let's do this daily, and God who makes everything work together for our good and for his glory, he will work it for you, through you, and to you. He will work you into his most excellent harmonies. Prayer partners, I hope this has been a blessed word for you, and I encourage you and ask you to thrive and dwell and go forth for a healthy mind with our power of our thinking, because having a healthy mind will flourish us in God's presence more and more each and every day. God bless you. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Wow, Minister Brenda, what a word, a healthy mind. So we're going to go before the Father in prayer. Minister Brenda, I will call you back for the benediction. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now for the word and the woman of God who brought the word that just came forth. We thank you that she is helping us to see that our mindsets, the things that we think on, control the things that we do. And we just praise you and we ask you to pour into her 100-fold of that which she poured out to us. Keep her family, touch her ministry, touch her marriage, her children, and her grandchildren. Keep them under your blood hedge of protection. And we thank you for the two women of God who founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you keep them in perfect peace as their mind is stayed on you. We ask that you continue to lead and guide each step, every thought that they have, O Heavenly Father. We just praise you and thank you for them. We pray for the Lance Waterman and his family as he just lost his brother. We pray that you give them the peace that passes all understanding. We believe right now in the name of Jesus that you will continue to comfort them as they go through this time of bereavement. Lord, we thank you that you are comforting every family attached to this call who has lost a loved one. We know that you are in control, and even though we may not understand it, Lord, we trust your plan for all things that come, because your word says all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So we praise you right now for covering them with your peace. We praise you right now for comforting them, as only you can do, God, because only you can give them your peace, which is perfect. We thank you right now, Lord, that we know that your word says sickness and disease must bow to the name of Jesus. So we call out cancer. We call out diabetes. We call out high blood pressure. And we know they must bow to the name of Jesus. And that you said we are, by his stripes, we are healed. So we are walking in divine health. We are believing you for that right now in the name of Jesus. We know that we know that we know that you are in control, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, that we are the head and not the tail, O Heavenly Father. So we thank you for it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and you can dial into that call by dialing 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598 pound. If you want to listen to this message, A Healthy Mind, again today, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, PIN code 957-677 pound. And this is the time in the call where we tell you to have a super fantastic day and go out and be that magnificent minister in the marketplace. Minister Brenda, will you come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, I will. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Father, we thank you that we will go forth to be the ministers in the marketplace. We ask that you saturate us in your love, your peace, your grace, your mercy. We give your name the praise and glory for each individual on this call and their loved ones. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.